So from narrow to decisive victory to more Iraqi murkiness in the electoral campaign, which may have given the race to the coalition of Ayad Alawi. But a ruling by election officials in Iraq that we know about this morning means that the current Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, who narrowly lost the election, may in fact be victorious. BBC correspondent in Baghdad, Gabriel Gatehouse, joins us. Gabriel, good morning, and try to sort out for us what this means. Is it a definitive decision or essentially more and more delay?
I think it's more of the latter, more and more delay at the moment, and very murky. But basically what's happened is that the inconclusive and still provisional results returned by last month's election gave Iyad Alawi, the challenger, who was overwhelmingly voted for by Sunni voters, a razor-thin two-seat margin over the current Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki. But this ruling yesterday, which disqualifies one, possibly two MPs, prospective MPs, members of parliament, from holding office, could wipe out that very slender lead. Now, we're waiting for an announcement today that we think could add another 8 prospective members of parliament onto that tally of disqualified MPs. They've been disqualified for alleged links to Saddam Hussein's former Ba'ath party. So everything really is up in the air at the moment. And negotiations to form a coalition, because nobody has enough seats to form a government at the moment, all those negotiations are on hold while we wait for this to sort itself out.
But basically the process is the election officials will produce some sort of definitive result of numbers of MPs, but then the coalition negotiations go on for an indefinite period, and at the end of that, if somebody has enough numbers to actually form a majority, then they can ask to form a government?
That's basically the way it's going to work. There are several questions here. First of all, the results haven't been certified yet. We're still waiting for a recount of the vote in Baghdad, a manual recount. That could take several weeks. Then the votes have to be certified. And then it's all a question of which one of these groups, coalitions, is going to be asked to make a first attempt at forming a coalition. Will it be Nouri al-Maliki, the current prime minister, or his challenger, Iyad Alawi? And now all of this is causing a delay, and I think it's worrying the Americans. I was talking to the U.S. ambassador here in Baghdad yesterday, Christopher Hill. He said very bluntly, it's time now to get this show on the road. It's nearly 2 months now since the election was held. And of course, he was also talking about the questions of legitimacy of these legal challenges. He said that all of Iraq's very young state institutions are under considerable pressure at the moment, that the judiciary is not immune from that pressure, or at least that is very much the perception here. So I think the Americans are also quite worried about this delay.
Well, let's the big question there, though, and none of the timepieces I have here in New York, Gabriel, run on Baghdad Standard Time. It seems to me that we're looking at a potential delay of the withdrawal, the scheduled withdrawal of U.S. forces from Baghdad. Is the ambassador talking about that at all?
At the moment, he was saying that the current timetable, the current schedule is very much still in place, and that is to reduce U.S. forces numbers here down to 50,000 non-combat troops by the end of August in preparation for a pretty much full withdrawal by the end of next year. But General Odierno, who's overall in charge of U.S. forces here, has promised to make an assessment, another assessment of that withdrawal timetable 2 months after the election. So we're looking at about a week from now. So I think we'll wait to see what he says in a week's time.
Some devilish details there in Baghdad. Gabriel Gatehouse, BBC correspondent in Baghdad.